Calvin Klein's obsession has been billed as irresistible to women, and now maybe even a tigress too. For the past 6 months, forest rangers in India have been chasing a tiger suspected of killing around a dozen people. They've combed the jungle, used bulldozers, drones, and even elephants to surround the tiger, and now they're deploying a new weapon, men's cologne. That's right, men's perfume. Rob Blanford is from the University of Western Australia, and he is the resident scent gent. He joins me now via Skype. Welcome.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing?
Good. Before we get into it, I need to preface that this is a pretty serious story given what this tiger has been accused of doing. Calvin Klein obsession is a rather specific scent. When was its power to lure big cats first discovered?
Yeah, so it was first discovered by zookeepers in the US in about the turn of the century, about 1998, and they first really worked out what they'd done and reported it to the wider world in about 2003. So, yeah, pretty interesting.
What's so special about this particular scent?
So Calvin Klein Obsession contains an ingredient called civet, and that is what is having the attractive effect here.
Tell me more about this ingredient.
Yeah, so the civet is a mammal, a small carnivorous animal found in Africa. And civet was first extracted from the glands of the cat, going right the way back to the 10th century by Arabic perfumers. So the cat itself uses civet as a territorial marker. So we've all seen our cats or dogs sort of drawn to the territorial markings of another animal, and that's the same process that's going on here.
What happens when tigers or perhaps any other animals are attracted to a scent?
So they, first of all, they detect the territorial marker, and what they're actually doing is sniffing it to decode it. So, you know, what is this other animal that I can smell? Is it friend or foe? What's its sex? You know, what information can I get from that marker? So that is what is attracting the animal in this case. So that's why this is so interesting.
How does the luring process work? Would rangers spray the cologne out in the open? How is it actually executed?
In the experiments I've read about, the zookeepers or scientists are actually spraying the cologne onto a camera trap. So the big cat smells this product, it's attracted towards it, and then, you know, then the camera goes off, so you've got that animal on camera. But theoretically, you could use this mechanism to lure the animal into a trap, or, you know, any other way that you wanted to handle that beast.
Is there a difference between what scent animals in captivity like versus those that are out in the wild?
No, interestingly. So with this particular mechanism, it seems to be working with animals in captivity or animals out in the wild as well. So, yeah, which means that animals are hard-coded with this response.
You are a scent expert. How do humans work? Can you lure humans with smells?
So I have never seen any scientific research which proves that pheromones or musks do attract humans. Obviously, we do use them in perfumes for their attractive qualities. Yeah, but we haven't yet proven it scientifically.
Okay, because you feel anecdotally, of course, when someone smells fantastic, you kind of don't mind standing next to them, do you?
Well, that's right. Although the experiments that I have read, blind mirror tests in the US, actually showing that the effect of fragrance is actually on the individual, on the wearer, and it increases their confidence. So when we feel that we smell wonderful, the vibe that we give off, the confident vibe we give off, is what is attracting other people rather than the smell itself.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've got to kind of live with yourself, don't you? Hey, Rob, thanks so much for your time.
Yep, you're very welcome, Patricia. Have a good night.
You too. Rob Blanford is from the University of Western Australia. He joined me there via Skype.